In terms of what's on our mind, Rob, you know, I don't know that anything necessarily is on our mind. I think we've gotten much better in terms of organization for pushing things forward. We're doing much, much better on a lot of different fronts, whether that's financial plans, whether that's probably 12-4-2, which is sort of the client service side of it. Perhaps maybe our weakest part of what we do, and it's just by virtue of how our business is done, is sort of any sort of structured way to market ourselves, because all our business is an internal business. It's referral based, and we spend just a tremendous amount of time managing that. So in terms of sort of outreach to potential customers, I would say that's probably, and guys, please chime in here. I would say that's probably our weakest part of everything that we do. And it's because it just hasn't been a priority, because we've spent so much time, you know, on the service end of our existing clients, which drives the referrals. So you might argue that, well, you're doing the right thing. But that's, from my perspective, that's probably our greatest weakness.
Well, let's hear from our team. Shall we go to Director of Planning?
Sure.
Scott and Craig, or Scott, or?
So last month, for the month of September, we added a total of 31 plans. And for the month of October, month to date, we have 7 additional ones.
Great.
I think the team is working extraordinarily hard and being very successful at this.
That's great. Congratulations. Are you on track for your goals, or ahead or behind?
Overall, I think we're on track.
Okay. All right, Director of Implementation. Dave Metz.
I can't share a screen. It's not letting me, so I'll just read off. Our consulting group assets as of Friday, $662 million. That's up 10% from year end. Leading the pack is PM. We're at $524 million. Versus $460 million at year end. It's a 14% increase. So doing well in that regards. Our revenues are up 35% in PM alone for the year. Doing well in banking and lending. Net assets acquired, $12 million.
Big number, Dave.
How about the lending? What's your number on lending?
We have 15.7 million total outstanding, up from 12.6 prior year end.
Great. How about your initiatives, the 24-month calendar? How's that working out for you?
Good. Every month. Last one was October's. Yeah, portfolio review and Social Security review.
Now, are you seeing from these, I mean, certainly client care is part of it. Are you seeing new business, or what's coming out of this that would be other than, you know, doing your job really well?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Well, for example, did you have a month where you focused on liability management and generated a bunch of...
I don't think I've not tracked that, no.
Okay. You might want to do that, not because of, because you want to see what works, right?
Right.
I mean, if, and that's what I'm getting the feedback from teams that have been doing this longer than you have, that when they focus on something, it generates a lot of new business. Whether it's more lending or referrals or new relationships or something. So it's just, I think from a marketing point of view, it becomes one of your marketing initiatives. Now you're not doing it intentionally. You know, this isn't a product push. This is education, training, helping clients to solve problems. But anytime you have an initiative, you want to be thinking, okay, we're going to, if we do a liability management 2-month initiative where we're reviewing all liabilities and consolidating loans and eliminating credit card debt and things like that, we're going to need to be prepared for the backup that initiative is going to take, meaning we're probably going to do a bunch of mortgages. So we need to make sure everybody is up to speed on mortgages. So for example, next month, what's your initiative?
I haven't even looked yet.
Okay. So your job, just to be clear, is to be the training officer. Okay. So your job this month is to be training for next month for that initiative. So you want to make sure that you are bringing your team up to speed so that they are then ready to go. So it's not a big surprise. What are we doing next month? And, you know, if it's an educational thing, like, you know, we're going to focus on what's going to happen with the election, that's a training issue to make sure you know what the firm is saying, but it's probably not only going to last 1 month. But then you're going to get into required minimum distributions, tax selling, and things like that for November and December. So that kind of precludes your ability to initiate something on, for example, risk management where you're focusing on insurance. So when you go ahead and lay out the 24-month calendar, think about what is calendar-driven and what is going to be something that we can really dig into and spend some time on. And you'll generate a lot of business, incremental business, by doing this. We call it batch processing, and it's a way of leveraging the team to be all making sure that the client is well served, but at the same time you do a lot of business. So training officer and 24-month calendar, those are big parts. And then of course making sure that you're consistent, you don't have the big tails on your investment process. Okay, brand management. That's Patrick.
Oh, is that, that's okay. I thought that was Steven. So I'm sorry. My homework was to get 10 people on the 1242 myself. I was able to do that. Reporting in on everybody else's 1242. Steven has 18. David has 10 on there. Dave Metz has 50. And like I said, I have 10 on there. The other portion was looking at the lower end of the book, anything 100K and less, as far as households go, and blocking off more of them to potentially move out. And I've identified about 45 potential households that we can offload. We're still going to review those just to make sure and double check so we don't end up moving something out that, you know, we didn't want to move out. So,
right.
I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah. You just want to make sure you're not giving away the son of your best client, you know, but most of the time everybody takes a look at them, make sure they're all clean. They have no related accounts, then off they go. But nice job on the 10. Any feedback on the 10 people you signed up?
Me? This was the first month, so I never had anybody signed up. So I went through and I actually touched base with some people and some of my better clients that I talk to normally anyway. I just decided to move their call cycles up and everything like that. So I told them I'd be reaching out more often.
What was the feedback?
They were fine with it. I mean, they were just like, if we're here, it's fine. This is no problem. None of them were like, don't call me every month. I think they all kind of appreciated it. But I mean, like I said, those are people that I generally keep in contact with quite frequently. So it's kind of business as usual.
Right. Well, we want to make it special, you know, so it'll be special if you make it special. Even if they're small clients or smaller clients, you want to make them special. So everybody feels as though it's a big deal. Okay, anybody else have any feedback on the 12-4-2 model?
I'll just throw this in there. And this is a perpetual challenge for me, Rob, is that, and I talked about this last month, but it still continues to be an issue for me, is the time allotted for these conversations per like the coaching and your book and what you've talked about versus what I spend. They're just different. I just spend more I can't have a scheduled call with somebody that goes 15 minutes. It just doesn't happen. It feels like I'm hurrying them off the phone or something like that. So what I've been trying to do is just sort of each month sort of reduce the time, and we are spending less time talking, right? Because there's less to talk about. So that's a good thing. But it's what I've really realized more than anything is it's more of a progression. It's nothing that's going to happen. We're not going to snap our fingers and move to, 15, 20 minute calls. It's just not going to happen. So that's my only sort of reflection here with as we move through this thing. It just takes more time than I originally thought.
Yeah. And that will happen, particularly in the beginning, because they are so, look, they're like, and I'm not saying this because of you, but the typical client says, oh, you don't need to call me. You don't need to call me. You know, quarterly is fine. And then you call them monthly and they're like, ah, you know, they love the time with you and they want it. And they will talk the whole time if you let them. So right. That's why we have the agenda. And that's why we say, look, you know, And Dave, you can try this, and I recommend it. You can say, look, you know, I've got a time restraint today. I've got to be off at 30 minutes. You know, I got to be off at this time. So, you know, if you don't mind, we'll stick a little closer to the agenda. You know, tell me about the grandkids, but basically tell me quick, right? So they will time suck you. If allowed, and they will time suck in the beginning. But as time goes on and they become more disciplined and you become more disciplined, you get things done and you get off. But there's, you know, you have what, 50 clients signed up, right?
Oh, that, I don't have 50. That must be Dave Metz. But, but I'm getting there, and I have gotten everybody down. This was sort of a personal challenge to me, is to get conference, and this sounds ridiculous probably to you for me to say this, but to get calls down to under an hour. That was a huge thing for me, quite honestly, when we got started here, just because I came up through this business going to meet people at their home and spending two and a half hours at their homes with them. For better or worse, and that doesn't count travel time, right?
So, right.
For better or worse, the remote working environment has actually aided and embedded my ability to accelerate the shrinking of this time. It's actually been very, very good for me and my own productivity.
Yeah, I would think, because if you get to 50 clients, you've got to keep it under an hour. I mean, there's no way. 50 clients is 2.5 a day, assuming that you want to work normal 5-day weeks You know, if you work 4-day weeks, then obviously it's more than 2.5. But the idea is 100 clients is 5 calls a day. That would be 1 in-person meeting, 1 review, and the other 3 would be your regular calls. Now, what we've done is we've made them all important calls, though. And that's the difference between when we started and what we do today. There are no such things as touches anymore. These are all important calls. Now, they don't have to be long agendas. And you shouldn't have to rebuild your agenda each time. The agenda should be, I mean, you will add 1 or 2 things and you might subtract a few things that you got done. But the idea is that the agenda is a dynamic, ongoing thing that lives based on what the client needs and what comes out of their financial plan. And unless there's, you know, and you'd have whatever the item is for the 24-month calendar that your team is working on. So, you know, if it's liability management, that's a big topic for that month. And so you really need to take the time. But it's like these calls, you know, the call kind of fills the time. We can get off quicker than we have to, I say they're half hour calls, but I give you a little more because generally there's more to be said, but I don't go an hour because I need a break between this call and the next call, which happens every hour. So I will do 6 of these calls every day that I'm working. So you know that you can do it. You know, with 50 clients, that's only 2.5. So you can do it, you know, but you got to prepare and you got to send the executive summary and, you know, but your team can help you on those things. You don't have to be doing all that yourself. You'll get used to it. Just, you got to have a few months to get under your belt. Anybody else have any feedback on the 12-4-2s? Okay. You won't lose clients, I'll tell you that. You may not have ever lost a client anyway, but you won't lose them now. All right, marketing.
So I sent it out, the game board. We were keeping track of new fee-based assets, monitored plans, referrals asked, and referrals received. So you guys should have those numbers up in front of you. The pipeline, we didn't do this month. David's the only one that sent me that information, so I didn't think it made sense to just update it with his information. I put the inflows and outflows over the last 12 months. So those are up there right now. And I think that is it for the report.
Okay. This particular environment is rich in opportunity, particularly now. I mean, I've never seen it so people more anxious to communicate with it being so easy. Now, people get sick of Zoom calls, but that doesn't mean they won't do it. So this is the time, if you're ever going to reach out to centers of influence or reach out to create a mastermind group, this is the easiest environment I've ever seen to create a new mastermind group. So this is the time. Now, you don't need to do it, but I'm just telling you that it's other people are doing it, it's working, and we're getting great results. So, and you're a great team. So you can do great things in the marketing, just as you do great things in terms of growing your assets but you want to be telling your story in your community and have other people sending them to you on a regular basis. And if you're getting introductions from people, they are centers of influence and you can nurture them even in this environment. You don't have to nurture them by going to see them. You can do it by communicating with them, solving problems for them, and introducing them to others. So keep in mind that you want to keep building your enthusiastically endorsed list. And that would be what I would challenge the marketing team to be doing, is building the enthusiastically endorsed list. Can I challenge you to do that?
Sure.
It's really a great idea. I see it, you know, people coming up with it in various other forms when I study my other people that market and teach what I teach. And they call it different things. I don't think they do it as well as we do it, but it's being done out there. Okay, and then leadership.
Yes.
David.
All right. You know, so I view my role as just trying to keep this all together, right? Keep things moving in the same direction. And I think we instituted a couple changes this month. And this is not necessarily a Supernova particular thing, but it does speak to sort of the operations of our team. We have a daily check-in call that we started at the outset of going home back in the beginning of March, which was new to us. And then we broadened it to including one Zoom meeting per week on Fridays. And then we broadened it to a Zoom meeting on Mondays and Fridays. And we just instituted another change where we're separating the Thursday meeting. We have a team, an extended team call on Thursdays where we go over the operational component of our team as well as investments. And we've just separated that. So now our investment meeting is going to be linked on to our Zoom meeting basically three Mondays out of the month. The three Mondays that are not Supernova meetings. And the Thursday meeting is strictly going to be an operational meeting. So it's going to make things flow a lot faster, smoother. I'm sorry, not faster, but, and we're not going to feel as hurried perhaps to complete our Thursday meeting, because that was a problem. Because sometimes our operational discussions would go, they would get extended because it's our full team. We're going through a lot of stuff, and investments sort of got pushed, in some cases, pushed to the side. Maybe, I don't know if that's a fair way to characterize it, but hurried, I guess. And by moving it to a different day, we can allocate a specific time just to talking about investments. So I think our first one's going to be next Monday, so we'll see how it goes, but I feel like that'll help sort of smooth out the operations of our group as well. We have a Zoom meeting every other Friday with our service folks, which I think has been good, so we can address individual service-related things, and that's just myself and Dana with our CSAs, which I think has been good. Allowing them to just sort of talk through issues that they're dealing with. And of course, they're part of our Thursday meeting as well. So, there's been some talk. Well, here's another thing that we've instituted more. The CSA is getting a little bit more involved. I know with Supernova, they are the schedulers. But one of the things that we've started doing, is texting, clients ahead of meetings or conference calls. And I've gotten a lot of positive feedback on that over the last 2 weeks.
Sure.
Just in line, you know, kind of like what your dentist does or your doctors do ahead of time. So that's been a real helpful thing for me. And we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. I didn't realize they started doing it, with everybody, and they are. So that's been a real good thing.
So If everything is going smoothly except for, quote, marketing, what are you going to do to fix that?
I guess maybe I misspoke. I didn't say it wasn't going smoothly. I meant we're just not spending. It's not a priority, right? So one great way to do it is something you just brought up, is the mastermind groups. I think that fits well within our wheelhouse of what we do anyway. If we're just more intentional about that, and that's something we've been talking about forever, both with you and even prior to working with you. And it's just about us allocating time to broaden those relationships with our key centers of influence. So we just have to make it a priority, and I need to lead that as well.
I mean, it is, Dave, this is the easiest time I've ever seen for people to be willing to do that.
Right. Right.
I mean, just think how convenient this is. If this was a mastermind group, right? And we had a bunch of guys that knew each other, maybe they play golf together, maybe they all belong to the same church, maybe whatever. But they know each other. It's not strangers. And you got CPA, an attorney, a, you know, business broker, a blah, 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 commercial realtor. And you put them on here, and you once a month you get together and just, everybody brings a good idea, and then you focus in on one practice at a time, and you spend, 40 minutes talking about that guy's practice, strengths, weaknesses, things that my challenges, etc. And so you get to know their practice better, and everybody's there to help them. So it's a simple model and so convenient. You know, you don't have to do a 3-hour meeting. You don't have to do a dinner, which takes 3 hours. You don't have to do a lunch, which takes 2 hours. I mean, we're talking boom, 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 and you're off. And if you like it at all, this is the time to do it, because it's never been easier. Mm-hmm. And then once COVID is over, I think this is going to be the format.
Yeah.
I really do. I think it's just become so easy and so convenient. And I'm going to do a mastermind group, frankly, for the first time, because I can. And I can pull people together from all over the country, right? So I've got different people that serve me that help me serve you guys, specialists in each of the areas. And I'm going to pull them together. We're going to talk about how to serve you better. Plus, we've got another special project that I'm working on, and they may be able to help with that. So I just think it's great. You can do community work that way. You can do board meetings that way. It's just very, very convenient. So I think it gives you the leverage of being able to market yourself. And that's why I go back to that enthusiastically endorsed list, because that's critical to getting the names to all of you guys as to who is our team. You know, who's first, second, and third in terms of CPAs and attorneys and estate planning attorneys, and where are introductions coming from, and do they understand that we're in business, we're accepting new clients. This is our minimum. If you quizzed your mastermind group, would they all know what your minimums are? Would they all know what your ideal client is? Right. And, do they all know that you're given 12-4-2? Do they all know that that you're masters of financial planning? Do they all know that you've got a rapid response team? 1 hour response, 24-hour resolution. My challenge is, for all of us is to have our clients and our centers of influence actually know who we are. And that's what we're trying to do here. Mm-hmm. Okay. But this is good. You're doing very well.
Can I ask you a question a little bit different, but there is a big push within our firm to do emails to group emails to all of our clients on a systematic basis. You know, there's you know, on a litany of topics. And the question or concern from our group standpoint is, if we're already touching our customers, you know, on a monthly basis, on a very regular basis, sending out sort of these bunched emails that sort of look like they're personalized, but they're really form, you know, form emails, you know, that are designed to go out to a wide swath of people. The question is really the utility of those if we're already having these regular conversations with people. And I think I'm speaking for everybody when I say that. And it's sort of a challenge that we're trying to work through right now. Like, how much is too much? And if I'm beating somebody over the head with a, it's not junk mail, but it's, you know what I mean? It's a form letter type situation.
Well, one of the things is, have you guys hired one of these VEAs, virtual engagement associates?
No.
No. This is Carlos Noriega, who is, he's got a terrific group. He's got 60 guys. I had a conference call with him and I was fascinated by what they're doing. And they're getting rave reviews. You actually hire them, you pay them. That's why I like it. It's sustainable, meaning that it's not one of these, you know, they'll do it for a while and then when we have a cutback, they'll be gone, right? No, this thing is self-sustainable. You pay them enough to keep their department moving, but it's growing, and the feedback I get from your peers are nothing but terrific. They like it because you don't have to do anything. This guy is like an extra member of your team and it's customized for you. So you tell him, look, we don't want these emails. We want this. We want you to work on LinkedIn. We want all our LinkedIn pages up to date. We want you to work on our website. We want you to, and he'll come in and do the whole thing for you. You know.
So is he allowed to do that within Morgan Stanley? Like, we have a lot of compliance hurdles to go through for anything sort of virtualized or anything like that.
Yeah.
Or is he a Morgan Stanley resource?
Yeah, this is a Morgan Stanley department inside your department, inside your company. So you don't have to worry about compliance. These guys are doing it. So I'm very impressed. I think you should do it. I've got a webinar this Thursday on the use of LinkedIn, and you should watch it because I get time to talk about, Bill Johnston is a specialist. He's outside the firm, your firm. So you don't need to hire him. You can hire your own, VEA, virtual engagement associate, and get everything that Bruce is going to talk about. But you can do tremendous amount of work on LinkedIn, and most people don't even understand how to use it. So
Bob, can you have one of your folks email us that information about that webinar?
About the VEA or the
the LinkedIn webinar.
Oh, great.
Scott,
oh, yeah.
It's going to be part of that.
This Thursday at 12 o'clock. Our time, 11 o'clock Central Time. I mean, you know, I'm on Central too.
Right.
You're on Eastern, right? So it's 12 o'clock Eastern time. But I'll definitely have them email that. So this would be the second webinar we've done. I'm going to do a series of these webinars to try and teach people how to market in a COVID environment, you know, because it's just a whole bit different business now. There's a lot of advantages and there's a lot of disadvantages, but we want to take advantage of, we want to get used to doing this effectively and efficiently so that when we go back to the other world, we won't completely ignore this lever that we've been able to pull. This is a big lever. All right. Hey, good job. Congratulations. I like the structure. I'd like to see a little more structure around the marketing. And, let's see if we can get that, secured for the next call next month. And I'll send you the link for the webinar.
Okay.
All right. Great. Thanks guys. Congratulations. Great year.